Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Scott. Batting second. The second baseman, Hector Torres. Batting third. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting fourth. The DH, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Woods. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jerry Garvin. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The DH, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddy Patek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Torres applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scott. Patek reaches second base with a double. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Velez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-1 in the game. Ault hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Velez. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to third. Rojas moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards second base. White fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvin fires to first and has Brett trapped. There's the throw to Baylor who tags Brett for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards first. Alt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvin fires to first and has Otis trapped. There's the throw to Baylor who tags Otis for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-2 in the game. Ault hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitter fires to first and picks off Ashby. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitter fires to first and picks off Scott. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Velez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Velez reaches second base with a double. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's Blue Jays, 1, Royals, 1. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 3 in the game. Ault is walked intentionally. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Velez scores. Ault moves to second. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Ault trying to get to home. Cowens throws the ball into Martinez, who tags Ault, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Woods moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Way then pinch runs for John Mayberry. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Way then moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a pop-up towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ault settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.